is Martin Zender with my post-election 2016 show. As I speak to you, it is Wednesday morning. If you're watching the laundry cam, I know you're listening to this. No, you're listening to this on, let me see, Thursday. Yes, but to me, it's Wednesday morning. So to me, it's the day after the election. If you're watching the laundry cam, welcome. You're wondering why I'm wearing sunglasses. It's because I was up until 3:30 watching the results, and my eyes look like two pee holes in the snow. And so to spare you that trauma, I am wearing my shades. Yes, these are the same sunglasses. I've had these for a long time. I take good care of my shades. These are the ones I wore all throughout the Secrets in Daniel series. You remember that one? Oh, yes, it was these. The bunker in Brazil. You're looking at the shades right here. Oh, wow. I was up until 3:30, and I am really tired. I got up at 6:30, so I'm going on running on fumes here. But, all right, I'm going to tell you how things shook down for me. You all know how it shook down. Donald Trump is the president-elect of the United States. I'm going to speak to you now as a human being, which is something unique, right? I'm going to speak to you as a man, and I'm going to speak to you as an American, and then I'll speak to you as the world's most outspoken Bible scholar, okay? I'm going to save that for the last part of the show. Not going to do that right away. Yes, as a human being, as a man, as an American, I'm glad Trump won. Now, some people tell me that because I'm a celestial citizen, because my realm is inherent in the celestials, I shouldn't care about planet Earth. I shouldn't care about who is president and who's not. But that's ridiculous. That's like saying I shouldn't care if I live on a bench in the park, or, you know, have a safe place to sleep, or I don't care if Hitler takes over the country, or if, you know, Cinderella runs the country. These are concerns that we have, and I care. And speaking as an American and as a citizen of the world, which I am, I will say this to you, is that for those of you who don't understand why Donald Trump won, I will try to explain it to you, is because Americans need a cowboy. We need somebody who can stand up for our interests internationally. The main appeal of Trump was that he funded his own campaign, and he wasn't beholden to people who hold the purse strings. And this is still the attraction. You know, I'm going to speak now. I'm going to get political. This is the last day I'll do it. We're going to go on in the book of Revelation, obviously. To me, it was so obvious that Hillary Clinton came across to people, tried to sell herself as a champion of minorities, a champion of the poor, a champion of the working class, and she just wants to make everything better for the working class. But that is so full of crap, because the success of Hillary Clinton depends on the dependency of the working class on government. Hillary Clinton just uses people to get elected, because it's those people who keep her in power, and that's what she's all about. You might say, well, Trump's the same way. All politicians are the same. Oh, yeah, sure. Maybe, but maybe not. The reason is Trump was already rich. He's not using politics to get rich. In fact, it's probably going to cost him money. It's going to cost the guy to be president. He's going to take a pay cut. So I'm not saying he's pure as the driven snow. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that it's more upfront. It's more forward. Now let's talk about testosterone, shall we? In America today, if we're going to err, I'd say we err on the side of more testosterone, not less. We are under terrorists all the time. And you know, in the scriptures, this is the prophesied war is going to be between the West and the East. And I knew going into this thing that we needed somebody to kick ISIS around, to really just slaughter them wholesale. I don't want them killing innocent people. Every time there's a terrorist attack, it ticks me off because we're letting the people into our country without vetting them. And of course, one of the big issues in this election was Trump's going to close the borders and he's going to interview people before they come in. He's not just going to accept wholesale people that we don't know who they are. And we all know that the radical Islamists want to infiltrate our country so that they can kill us because they have a religious pledge to do so. Because their God, Muhammad, or his Allah is their God, Muhammad's their prophet, whatever, wants them to kill the infidels, and that's us. So, and Hillary campaigned on opening the borders, and Trump campaigned on having safe borders. That alone should have been a no-brainer. I can't understand how one person votes for Hillary, let alone millions. I don't understand it. So as an American, as a man, as someone who, I'm a tough guy, right? I mean, I'm a stickler for the truth, and I stand up for things. And I don't consider myself a weak person. So in the exit polling early on, people said they wanted a strong leader. And I knew that didn't bode well for Hillary because she's not a strong leader. She's an appeaser. Right. And in the interests of loving everybody and being politically correct, we're just going to let illegals flood our country, take jobs away from residents of the country. And if a few terrorists happen to get in, oh, well, at least we're not Islamophobic. Right. So these things bothered me. Now, how would I be talking to you if Hillary had won? OK, let me put myself in that frame of mind. Hang on 1 second. Hang on, I'm still here. I thought of it, because this race was so close, really. It was a very close race, unbelievably close. I was actually with Waylon Dabbs and Regina Dabbs. We were in Fort Lauderdale. We were at a bar called the Elbow Room. It's a famous bar, ELBO. Look it up, Elbow Room, Fort Lauderdale. It was in a movie in the 60s, and it's responsible like for launching the popularity of Fort Lauderdale as the spring break destination. So we were at the Elbow Room, and we couldn't hear anything on the televisions. We could just look at the numbers because anyway, they had live music there, which was a nice distraction. So I was there with fellow believers, Waylon and Regina Dabbs. And at the same time, I was on the phone intermittently with a believer, a brother from Holland, Mark DeMaul. And I was taking him around Fort Lauderdale. I was showing him going down A1A with him, going down, showing him the beach and everything. So he's excited to come visit me sometime. And Peter May too. I interviewed these two guys. You remember way back in my Pennsylvania days, I interviewed Mark DeMaul and Peter May. Great brothers. They visited me. They visited me when I was in the bunker in Brazil as well. Great guys. Anyway, I was talking to Mark. And he was more interested in American. He knew more about my own country and about my own politics in my own country than I did. He was telling me things that I didn't know. So a good guy. So I was there till 2, right? And I got home, and it looked like Trump was going to win. And then I was awake for another hour watching the acceptance speech and all that. So how would I be if Hillary had won? I would be very cavalier about it. Because look, you know, I know that God puts people in. God puts who he wants in. And I would be a bit upset just because I can't believe people fall for this line of I care for the little guy. I care for the little guy. But really, I'm just going to get myself rich on the back of the little guy. Trump's already rich, so I really don't think that's an issue here. Yes, they all like power. True, they all like power. But I think Hillary likes it more. I really do. Trump said before, I didn't need this job. I didn't need this. And he didn't. He totally has built his own empire independent of politics. But Hillary's empire is politics. You see the difference? You see the difference? Her empire is politics. So that's her life. And the reason she made all these millions of dollars was because, you know, she used her power to broker power. She leveraged her job, her position in the State Department to get money from foreign entities that would buy access to her government, her supposed government, which she doesn't have a government now. Yippee, Ding dong, the witch is dead. I was going to play that song. Judy would like that. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead. But I'm not going to do that because I don't want to come across like a, you know, like an ass. So I would, if Hillary had won, I would just say, hey, that's God's decision. And I actually think that we would be on a slower path to the tribulation if Hillary had won, a slower path. Because, as you know, I think that the man of lawlessness, the true New World Order, is going to rescue us from this existent New World Order, the one that is obviously evil, the one that has the devil's horns and the devil's tail, George Soros. They're obviously evil people. And to me, Hillary and the whole machine, the Clinton machine, is obviously evil. I mean, it's just obvious, dripping with corruption and evil and duplicity. It was just... How anyone voted for it, I haven't a clue. Maybe you voted for it. Whatever. Good job. Whatever. I don't know. I can't control what you do. So we have the true New World Order is never going to be called the New World Order. I've said that before. The true New World Order is going to rescue us from the New World Order. And so if Hillary had won, I was just going to settle in, buckle down. And either way, I'm going to do my job. I'm going to get my books out. I'm going to publish my newsletter. I'm going to do this show no matter what. Doesn't matter. So again, my realm is inherent in the celestials, and this is not the field of my reign here. So I'm not that concerned about it. I would be very cavalier about it, but I am entertained that Donald Trump won. And I actually think he's going to do a lot of the things he said he was going to do. I could be proven wrong, but, I think we have a shot at it. We have a chance. I think he's going to surround himself with good people. Here's the larger point is that, I think now we're on the fast track. People have told me, one moment, please. One moment. Thank you. People have told me I'm supposed to open my door now because the laundry room becomes a public room right now. 4 minutes into it. Sorry. People have told me if Trump wins, that's going to slow things down. No, it's not. It's going to speed things up because if Hillary had won, we have an extra step. This is how I picture it happening. Hillary was going to win, let's say. And all the experts said she was going to win. I love it when the mainstream is wrong. I love it when the mainstream media is wrong. I love it when mainstream predictors are wrong. I love it. I love it when people who think they're smart are wrong, are proven wrong. I just absolutely love it. So I'm really happy about that. Extremely happy. But as far as the heroes go, I thought, okay, Hillary's going to get in. And then there's going to be an impeachment. They're going to continue the investigation. They're going to find new stuff. And they're going to impeach her. And it's going to be just traumatic and dramatic. Maybe it would happen 6 months into her presidency, maybe a year. I don't think she would have gotten through half of her first term. And then this hero would come in on a white horse. But so it would have taken an extra year, an extra 6 months. But now I think the hero is already here. I think Donald Trump is the hero who's rescuing us from globalism, from the New World Order. But this will become its own globalism. Remember, the man of lawlessness has to do great things. The man of lawlessness has to rescue us from financial peril, has to pull us from the brink and make everything cool and everything nice. And this is why this is a double-edged sword, but both edges are going to feel good for us. This is why. The first edge is that things are going to improve. I really do. I think that the economy is going to be robust. People are all scared. Oh my God, Trump, man, I'm so scared. He's Hitler. I'm so scared of Trump. How come you're not scared of terrorism? That's what I'd like to know. Seriously, why aren't you scared of terrorism? Why aren't you scared of a globalist being in charge? Why aren't you scared of large government? Why aren't you afraid of government having more power? Why aren't you afraid of that big Wizard of Oz head there? I'm the great and powerful Oz. You know, we have a great government in the U.S. It's the best in the world in that we have separation of powers. So we have checks and balances to prevent people from becoming a Hitler, whether it's Trump or Hillary. How do you think Hillary wouldn't be a Hitler? Like, she's already stated to be a Hitler. She wants more power. But thank God we have these three branches of government that checks and balances built in. Our founders did that. I know the U.S. is going down like the Titanic. I know that. I'm just saying it's the best of all the governments. I mean, look at all the government. Look at people around the world, how they're living. People are dying. People are getting killed. People are being mutilated. People are in slavery. Millions and millions of people around the world are in slavery. I think we abolished that several years ago. Fantastic. And we have a black president. That's pretty progressive, I think. And we had a female running for the highest office in the land. We're very progressive here. In other countries, they kill females for driving cars and for being raped. They kill them for committing adultery. It's just, you know, I'm sorry. As far as countries go, this is a nice one to live in, okay? I'm not going to be this guy saying all countries are the same, all countries are bad. I'm a celestial citizen. Hey, I told you I was going to talk to you as an inhabitant of the planet Earth. Having said all this, I have to bail out here because they're wanting to get in the laundry room. Because this is the attraction right here, the washer and dryer. People love it. I can't point to it because my image is reversed here. But now Trump could be the Antichrist. Abso-freaking-lutely he could be. So it's a two-edged thing, two wonderful edges. Here's how they cut. Number one, I think things are going to get better. Small businesses are going to flourish because Trump's going to lower taxes. Says he is. Whether he does it or not, we'll see. He's going to drive ISIS out of here. And we know that this is it's a war between the West and the East. Remember Daniel's prophecy? Go back to my studies in Daniel. The West is going to conquer the East. We're going to kick ISIS's ass. We're going to kick Muslim ass. That's what we're going to do. It's prophesied. Hillary's not going to do that. So we have a guy in that's going to do that. That's good. It's good that less people are going to be blown up in our country, less people are going to die by terrorism, and prophecy is going to be filled, and Trump could be the Antichrist. Yes. And if he's the Antichrist, then everything's going to be hunky-dory, remember, for the first 3.5 years. And we're going to get out of here anyway. So we're going to have a nice period of safety in the U.S. and probably economic growth, the likes of which we haven't seen since the 80s. And we get the Antichrist. Ba-ba-ba-boom. What's not to like? We'll be right back.